And a very good morning to you all. We're here with you, as always, until 12 noon. If there's anything, by the way, going on in your area that you'd like us to give a plug or a mention to, then, of course, we're always listening. We're all ears, loads to get to over the coming days, but we'll do our best to squeeze everything in, even if it's just a mention or whatever it may be. 086 1800 964. You can text us on that number whilst on air. You can email us as well on focus@clare.fm. Yarrick is all well, just to remind you, was in touch and asked us to plug a Christmas dinner for lonely and homeless people, which is taking place at Maria Assumpta Hall in Ennis on St. Stephen's Day, the 26th of December. That gets underway at 5 o'clock. You're asked to RSVP if you're going along to that one, 682-4043, and happy to give that a mention this morning. Now, looking ahead to Christmas, looking ahead to the days after Christmas and things you can do and getting out and about and enjoying yourself, well, perhaps top of the list and perhaps under the tree on Christmas morning will be tickets to the gig of my next gig, who, along with Mundy, will play at Tracy's West County Hotel in Ennis on December 29th. Sharon Shannon, good morning to you.
Hello, Gavin. How are you? And hello to the listeners.
And a very happy Christmas to you.
Thank you very much.
I was just looking. I know that this is part of a series of concerts that you're doing. You're not putting your feet up for the festivities at all, like the rest of us are doing, you know?
No. I'm starting on the 27th. I've gigs with, as you know, with Mundy and Susan O'Neill. Mm. And one of them is in the West County on the 29th. So we start on the 27th in Castlebar, and then Whelan's in Dublin, and then the West County on the 29th, which is the County Clare, the home gig, so I'm looking forward to that.
Very good.
Dolan's and Limerick on the Saturday, but yeah, really looking forward to the Ennis gig.
You're doing a bit of crisscrossing, so, and plenty of travelling. Is it something you're looking forward to, or is it a case of, oh, I have to go to work now, you know, and make a few quid, which we all have to do, of course?
Well, I always enjoy I enjoy gigging anyway, Gavin, but the Christmas gigs are always special. There's always just a really amazing atmosphere at them.
Really?
Yeah. Christmas is you know, people get excited at Christmas, and it's a great time to celebrate.
Absolutely, no, absolutely indeed. Is it a time of the year that you always enjoyed Christmas?
Well, last year was my first time in my whole life not visiting my family, or not being in Ireland for Christmas, for Christmas Day. I was out in Thailand for 3 weeks of Christmas last year, but every other year of my whole life I've always been down soon with my family in Clare.
That must have been strange.
It was absolutely lovely, actually. It was amazing to be away from you know, all the, you know, I love Christmas, but I don't like all the pressure.
Yeah.
As well, and the stress of trying to get everything organised and all the shopping and all that. So there was absolutely none of that last year, and there's a lot to be said for that. But
very good. Something we can all consider. So maybe then for the future, if it's something we'd like to do to get away from it. Are Christmases in the Shannon household musical Christmases? I'd imagine Tuesdays in the Shannon household are musical Tuesdays, to be blunt. But I can imagine Christmas night, a few musical instruments emerging.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well. There's a lot of musicians in the family now, because,
of course,
you know, all the nieces and nephews are great musicians as well. So hopefully there will be a little bit of a session at some stage. There often is, and we don't often get together, the whole lot of us.
Mm.
Even though this year Gary's family, they're all going to Switzerland skiing for Christmas.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so that'll be a first for them as well.
But you'll get to enjoy it, and as you say, music will play a big part of it. The last time you and I spoke, Sharon, was the Saturday of the Fla ahead of your gig at the Shannon Aerodrome. How did that go?
Oh God, it was great. Yeah, amazing, really amazing atmosphere altogether.
Because you were really excited beforehand. I mean, it was an impressive, I know it's a temporary structure, but you had a very big crowd coming, and, you know, it was the centrepiece for many of the Fla down in Ennis in your home county, obviously.
Oh, the atmosphere was amazing. Were you there, Gavin?
I was there for your rehearsals. I didn't get to go to the gig myself, but I remember that day being an absolutely magical one.
Oh, it was amazing. Really, really brilliant atmosphere. And I saw it back on the TV afterwards as well, on the TG Cahir.
Flat TV,
it was really, really great. And Susan O'Neill was guesting with us.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it was really great to have her, and she was absolutely fantastic. And we'll have Susan in the... I'm delighted to say we'll have Susan on these Christmas gigs as well. So she'll be with us in the West County.
And you have
so Susan and Mundy are our guests, and I have a four-piece band.
Great stuff. You've had Mundy...
The same band that we played with at the Flag gig. Mm.
And did that one, that Flag gig, go back to that for a second, does that stand out when you reflect on the year, or even a longer period of time as well? As I say, for many it was a high point of the Flat itself to have you headlining before such a crowd.
Well, it was amazing. It definitely was the highlight. Definitely the highlight of the year gigs wise, and you know, it stands out. You know, it's one of the highlights of all the gigs ever that I did. I'd say it was
really.
Really lovely, yeah, great atmosphere.
Great, but and you keep going back to the atmosphere, and understandably so. But is that what makes a gig kind of your connection, or otherwise, with the audience? If they buy into it, you have more fun on stage; they get a better show.
Absolutely, yeah, Gavin. You could be playing the exact same music with the exact same musicians to a different crowd in a different atmosphere. Maybe, you know, it could be a really nice place as well, like in a nice theatre or something, and it could be a completely different atmosphere. So
you don't feel it the same way, then you mightn't enjoy it as much, or you'd enjoy it in a different way perhaps.
In a different way, exactly. You know, you can have you know, really really nice gigs, and but the atmosphere can vary so much from place to place. And you know, sometimes you might even have the same people at an open air festival. I'm just trying to say, for example,
the
same people might go and to see you, we'll say, in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway, which is very very reserved. And then if you take the exact same bunch of people and bring them into Monroe's or the Roisin Dubh, and everyone is having great fun. So it's the actual venue, you know, kind of often dictates as well how people are going to react, because people might be a little bit afraid to give some encouraging.
They don't want to break the silence. They don't want to get in the way, kind of, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But at the Flair or something like that, it's just anything goes.
A bit of a party, nearly.
I've played in the West County loads of times, and the atmosphere there at Christmas is usually electric.
Very good.
Really good. You know, we had some great gigs there with Shane McGowan and Imelda Maeve, and as well. So it was just.
Plenty to look forward to.
Good memories of that gig, and it's great. I'm really looking forward to gigging with Mundy again.
You've been playing with him for, it must be a good, I don't even guess at how long it is, but it's a good few years anyway, certainly.
Yeah, it must be about 15 years or more.
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know how many years, could be a lot more actually, 16, 17. and I'm great friends with Mundy, and you know, he's just, he's a really, really great singer and great songwriter, and he's just, he loves gigging, and I think the audiences love him as well.
You'll have plenty, we'll hear a rendition of Galway Girl tonight, so I presume.
Yeah, that's one that we always do.
has to be done, and I'm hoping we'll hear plenty from Sacred Earth as well, your latest album.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, we'll play several tunes from the new album, and one favourite one from over the years as well.
Great. So how is it going, the album?
Going great, Gavin. Yeah, really, really getting loads of great feedback from it, and plenty airplay, and the record company are pushing it abroad as well, and it's great. We have great support from record company on this one as well. In Dublin, Dave Kavanagh.
Mm.
So I'm very lucky to have someone like that pushing it as well for us.
And Fiona was telling me earlier on, you recorded it basically everywhere, all over the world. I mean, from Lissa Casey to Australia, I think.
That's right. There was bits of it recorded in several places, and a bit in Chicago, and Roshad Eggleston, the cello player, recorded his parts in Jack Canty's and Lissa Casey. And we did most of it in Dublin, actually, and then we did some of it over in the real world recording studios in England.
And is that just to get people together in the one place, that you're doing it in different places, probably working with different producers who have the equipment they like to work with, I imagine?
Well, some bits, I suppose, some bits we're just not, the people that you want are not available to come to Ireland or whatever, so you can just send off the files and they get recorded in, you know, elsewhere.
I get you, yeah.
And they can just send them back, so you don't even, say a lot of the time musicians, when we're doing albums and stuff, you record the basic track yourself with your own 4 or 5 people or whatever, and then for overdubs, if the people that you want to play on top of it, just say you want Steve Wickham to play a little bit of fiddle on a song or something, you could just send the track off to Steve in Sligo if he can't come down to Galway or wherever you're doing your work.
It's a small world, Steve, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
Makes life a lot easier, so opens up more possibilities then as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we can hear it then on the record, and I'm glad to hear it's going well. And I hope, and I'm sure, and I have no doubt, but that the tickets are going well too for Tracy's next week for the West County on December 29th, which you're looking forward to very much as well. And I'm sure there'll be a very big crowd there to enjoy part of their Christmas in the company of yourself, Sharon Shannon.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
No problem at all.
Thanks a million.
Have a very good one.
Thanks.
Cheers. Take
me.
Care. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sharon Shannon there, as I say, playing at Tracy's West County Hotel. That gig taking place on December 29th. So something that will be under the tickets, perhaps will be under plenty of Christmas trees in a few days' time.